So
how'd you come out of Sunday? How'd you feel physically after your first real action?
Felt good. Everything checked out well, and all with the injury stuff and everything, I'm going to tell you guys now, that's going to be all in the past, so I won't be answering any more questions about that. And the focus now is about the opponents coming up on the weekend, so focus now is the Miami Dolphins.
Do you plan on continuing to wear the pad over your own?
Yeah, that'll be all year probably.
Okay.
Yep.
How close do you feel, you know, this is not an injury question, but you know your own body, how close do you feel ready to get back into quote-unquote football shape in terms of getting into the swing of things, in terms of football? How long do you think that'll take?
Just every week out at the practice field, just trying to improve my game. And by improving your game, it's improving your condition, improving your strength, improving your routes, improving your blocking. So every week, just going out there, working hard, working to my best ability to get where I need to be for that Sunday.
You feel a little gassed on Sunday?
It's part of football. I mean, you got to be out there, even if you're gassed. But, I mean, definitely can work on it, and that's what practice is for.
You had a heavy workload on Sunday, but do you feel like each week you'll be able to maybe increase that workload as you go forward?
Yes, definitely. And just whatever the coaches present that week, whatever the game plan is they got, I'm going to follow along. And it all starts off in practice, getting the reps down, getting the plays down, getting the timing down, so we can prepare ourselves to our best ability to be ready for Sunday.
Rob, the one-handed catch or non-catch at the end, you look back on that tape, was it maybe the degree of difficulty a little higher than you thought?
What do you mean by that?
I mean, was it maybe a harder catch than I think initially indicated after the game that the ball I should have had, but maybe it looked a little harder than...
Yeah, but that game's in the past, man. That was Sunday. I'm just looking forward to the Dolphins now.
Was that the first time you were wearing the brace, or did you wear it before in practice?
No, I've been wearing it in practice. Got to get used to it. So, second nature, the brace is there, and I'm used to it, so it's cool.
When you have back-to-back division games and you lose the first one, does it just increase more than the importance of division games in general? Does it just increase it that much more?
Division games are huge, and they're all huge. And this one's just as important as any other division game. They're all very important, and the Dolphins are a good team, and we got to prepare ourselves to the best of our ability during this week of practice to be ready for Sunday for the big game.
Do you expect to be more comfortable out there your second game back? I mean, was there just kind of maybe like a little bit of a breaking in process that you went through that you've now kind of gotten yourself through?
I mean, you always get the jitters the first game back and everything, but... it's just football now. I mean, this is my fourth year, and I gotta go. Just go out there and do what I gotta do. Listen to the coaches, listen to the players, and just practice to the best of my ability so I can be ready for Sunday, and just keep a rhythm going every single week.
Is it sort of a relief, I guess, to have a normal week again for you?
Yeah, it is actually. It feels good. So it's a normal week. Just preparing. Just can concentrate on the Dolphins now all week and concentrate what I got to do during practice, what I got to do to prepare with my teammates. So it's cool.